Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about breaking free from caretaking, codependency, and codependent relationships. Now, for those of you that are wondering what codependency is, ACA has a good definition of codependency, which states that codependency is a relationship dynamic that involves putting others' needs before your own, sometimes to your own detriment, focusing on others by being overly caretaking and/or approval-seeking becomes central to your life. ACA stands for Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families. It's a 12-step support group. And this definition of codependency is highlighting three main ways a person may be being codependent. One, prioritizing other needs before their own, even when it may harm them. Two, overly caretaking. There's a difference between being caring and then taking care, taking responsibility of other people's responsibilities. And then that becomes who you are. Your identity is formed. Approval seeking is the third thing that it mentions. You need to get approval from others, people pleasing, so that you do everything you can to gain approval, gain recognition, and to be liked. So these are the three main areas of codependent drivers. And it can lead a person to take over their family's welfare and finances. It can lead to a person developing a social media addiction where they rely on likes, love hearts, and comments to feel good. It can also lead to cheating addiction, where a person relies on validation from others to feel happy about their body, about themselves. And in my one-to-one individual breakthrough programs, I really help people to break free from the destructive patterns of codependency so that they can have healthy relationships and start looking after their own needs. I'm also going to explore today the root of codependency. Why does someone start becoming codependent? I've now guided over 100 people to change this pattern. And we do this by boosting their self-esteem, helping them to feel good about themselves, doing childhood trauma therapy so that people can do things for themselves first and then for others and not be relying on others to get love, attention, or because they have a deep need to be needed. If you or your partner know someone that is codependent, if you are codependent, if you feel your partner is codependent, they may really benefit from listening to this. So why is codependency an issue? Codependent people form unhealthy attachments to another person. That person could be their romantic partner, friend, or family. They are attracted to helping people that need support. For example, someone struggling with an addiction or illness. By taking care of someone else, they lose sight of themselves and depend on this person to give them their sense of identity. Alison came to me for help because her long-term boyfriend, who she lived with, had a weed addiction and was in and out of jobs. He lost his parents in his 20s, and Alison felt a duty, as she was his only family, so she felt a duty to take care of him, even though he was not even helping himself. Her life became all about him, despite her own children feeling uncomfortable with it. His drama became her drama, and she was seeking to control and monitor his actions and behavior. She knew the relationship was not giving her much joy. In fact, her finances were deeply suffering because of it, as was her relationship with her three older children, and yet she couldn't let go. Even on two occasions, the police were called, because he had a drunken anxiety attack, smashed a glass and was threatening to hurt himself. It was not healthy for her, but she felt she couldn't exist separate from the relationship. When they broke up, she was in so much pain. More pain than her previous marriage of 15 years ending. More pain than anything else. Because she was so tied up to being his caretaker that she felt loss, a huge loss, not having him to focus on, control, organize, and worry about. It left a huge void in her life. When she described her relationship history, it was clear that her relationship got stronger with him when her children left the nest, as the saying goes. As her children needed her less, she replaced her children's need for her with his need. One of the things I often notice when helping people to free themselves from codependency is a confusion with love and pity. They mix up love and pity. They love people that they can pity, and they feel like it's real love. Alison took him back again and again. Despite his broken promises that he would try to find a job, make an effort to contribute to the household, and be there for her. Her family and friends had given up on talking to her about him because she would complain and cry on their shoulder and then do nothing. She felt alone and lost, and yet she couldn't break the cycle on her own until we did the Breakthrough Program. Codependents lose sight of their separate individuality in the act of immersing themselves in a codependent relationship. Like Alison, they find it difficult to separate themselves from the relationship. They give chances after chances in the hope that their partner will change. Their moods are dictated entirely by the state of their relationship. If the person they are connected to is happy, they are happy. If they are sad, they are sad. If they are in a bad mood, they feel bad. Their attention is directed completely outside of themselves. A person in a codependent relationship will try to better the other person at the cost of their own well-being. Alison had one of her own children refuse to speak to her if she took him back. She was financially suffering as he owed her significant amounts of money. Taking him back was enabling his behaviour so he could continue to take little to no action to find a job and change his ways. In a codependent relationship, many enable the person's bad habits by cleaning up their mess after them to reduce friction in the relationship and life, so the person doesn't face the consequences. Alison grew up in a household where little affection or interest in her or her siblings was shown. She was the oldest of five children and had to take care of them, stick up for them against her mother. She would protect them sometimes when her mother was violent and verbally abusive. She would be trusted to take care of them and babysit when she was only herself, barely 11 years old. As a relationship counsellor and childhood trauma therapist, I support people to untangle themselves from such learned behaviours so that they can set healthy boundaries in their relationship. Codependency can be hard to break free from when a person is so used to putting others before themselves or their life, or where they need to gain approval from others to feel good about themselves. In a way, they become addicted to approval and attention. What leads people to become codependent? Codependent behaviours are formed in childhood most of the time. It often starts when a child has to become responsible at a young age, perhaps to look after their siblings, parents, or themselves. They take on a caring role very early on, and it becomes a way of life, where the child needs to step into the role their parents or guardian would normally take. Those that have this codependent relationship with their main caregivers are often drawn to similar codependent relationship dynamics later in life, with romantic partners, family, and friends. Often a child has no choice to take on such duties. It becomes a way of surviving. A child will do whatever they can to fit into the dysfunctional system. And then they may learn from this that I get noticed or praised when I don't think about my needs, or in order to survive, I have to just completely squash down my feelings, my needs. One lady I supported shared that she didn't look after her mum because she wanted approval. She had to look after her mum. Her mum was an alcoholic and could not look after herself. She did the cooking, the cleaning, the organising, even managed the finances, and took her mum to bed often when she stumbled in a state. Through adopting a codependent mechanism, a codependent coping mechanism of putting parents, siblings, others' needs before themselves, they learn that their requirements come second. And this habit forms where they put aside their own needs in all their relationships. They consistently put others before themselves. In some cases, the parents create a codependent relationship with their child because their husband or wife is not there for them, where a child becomes the emotional, psychological, physical, or financial support to the parent. It often starts as a shoulder to cry on by a parent through separation or divorce, and then the child becomes attached to their role of caring and nursing as it makes them feel important and secure. One man I worked with was unable to say no to others and even other women, which was harming his marriage. He felt he needed to look after and protect others because he often had to protect his mum from his father's physical abuse. Finally, the domestic violence stopped when his father left when he was 14 years old, and he became the man of the house. He had to work two jobs plus school and took charge of the family. Everybody relied on him, and at first he liked this recognition and power. But later on in his life, he felt burdened by it all because his family, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles would come to him with their problems. He sent money to them and he felt burnt out. Who is there for me? He often asked himself. He was giving everything and getting nothing back as he saw it. He felt alone and empty. His wife was fed up and she felt unloved because his time and energy and money was spent on his family. She withdrew her love and actions towards him because he wouldn't change. He felt even more alone and started to feel low, depressed, and question the purpose of life. Often with people that are codependent with their family, it can really cause strain on a marriage because their husband or wife doesn't understand why they do so much for other people and give little attention or time to their main primary relationship and family. And it's often because the person has an inbuilt belief that they have to, because as a child, they had to survive the dysfunction. If you or someone you know is suffering with this, it's great you're here listening to this, because awareness is the first key to changing. Whilst codependency is often created in a dysfunctional home where the child's needs are sidelined because the parents are abusive or addicted to something, or because the parents have to put other things before their children. In the case of low income, no income, they have to go out and try and earn extra money to survive, or where the parents are looking after a disabled child and all of their attention is looking after a child with disabilities, or where one of the parents is physically really unwell or emotionally really unwell, where they can't fulfill the responsibilities that may be required of them. It can also come from a person's first experience in a romantic relationship. This is where a person falls in love with somebody. At the beginning, they're both doing loving actions for each other, and then it becomes a one-sided relationship where they start to take on the role of supporting their partner. And Another example is addictions. Addiction can result in codependency. Dealing with an addiction of any kind can lead to codependent behaviours of the person who is in a relationship with the person that has an addiction. A partner may become the de facto caregiver in many situations because of the other person's addiction. This isn't only alcohol or drugs. It can include food addiction, where a person becomes obese and can't help much, or a person addicted to gaming, gambling, shopping, or working, and are not present for the family. Where one person's primary relationship is with the addiction, it can leave no choice but to take over the day-to-day functioning of the house, the children, the finances, and often a codependent person in a relationship with someone with an addiction may also try to salvage things for their partner when their addiction interferes with their life in the outer world. Rescuing their partner over and over reduces the incentive, of course, for the person to stop the behaviour, so it reinforces the codependent pattern. In this process, their own needs often have to be disregarded as they take on all of the duties, responsibilities for everything. If you find yourself in a codependent relationship because your partner is addicted, then getting some help is really important if you do want to make a change. Often people think that the person who needs support is the person with the addiction. However, it's actually very damaging for the person looking after, caretaking for, worrying about their family member, friend, or partner with an addiction. Self-esteem and codependency are highly linked. A child or adult in a codependent relationship gets their sense of self-worth by doing things for others and pleasing others. In doing so, they lose themselves and put their own needs to one side, as we've discussed. Denying their own needs will make them realize over time that it's best not to have any needs because they get disappointed. And so they completely stop needing. And what message does that send to yourself? I'm not worthy of being loved. I'm not worthy of asking for anything. I must just give, give, give. And other people may take, take, take from me. This is often why people stay in abusive relationships, support an addict. Despite it having negative consequences for themselves, they stay. It's why some people find it so easy to spend money or time on others and are not able to give time or money to themselves. If so far you can recognize these patterns in yourself or someone close to you, there are some other behaviors to be aware of so that you can begin to change what is not serving you. So these are the main behaviors of a codependent person. The savior complex. They may make it their mission to shield the other person from any perceived threat to their well-being. They may rush to control the damage if their partner makes a misstep. Codependent people often enable their partner's bad habits because they let them hide away rather than face the consequences. They clean up after them, they apologize for them, and they may push others away so that they can be the main person in their life. They often have controlling tendencies. They consider a failure on their partner's part their own personal failure, since they derive value from taking care of that person. Of course, it can be a friend, it can be another family member, like a child, parent, sibling. It's basically where they get so deeply upset if that person makes mistakes that they become fixated on trying to make sure that that person doesn't make mistakes. One man I worked with was giving his wife guidance on everything, and it was causing so much tension. There was an 11-year age gap between them, so when they first got together, he looked after both of them. He took control of everything. When she later finished college and started working, he couldn't let go of the control, of trying to take care of everything for her. He would give her advice on what to wear, what to say in public, He would say what was appropriate and what not was appropriate in her day-to-day life. When she shared about interactions she had with her boss, he would critique her approach and what she had done. He also wanted to manage the finances of them both and didn't value her input on any saving and investment decisions. He was so used to controlling everything, which she mistook for love and care, until she wanted to take back some control herself, until she wanted a voice for herself. And the whole dynamic of the codependent relationship had to change. She wanted to be a partner, and she was in a child-parent relationship. And he struggled to release that control. However, when he realized that he may lose her completely and their family unit that they built together, he was willing to change. Perfectionism is often common. A need to be perfect all the time. It's hard for people who are codependent to take personal criticism because they often have low self-esteem and take it so badly. They have a need to be recognized for their ability to look after others, for their ability to be in control of all situations, to think of all situations. Lack of boundaries. Codependent people struggle to say no to others, either through fear of losing them or because they seek approval and being liked. They will extend their time, energy, and resources, often to the detriment of themselves. They, as I've already mentioned, often ignore their own needs. So many people I've supported to break free of the codependent pattern admit that they miss their own doctor's or dentist appointments. They eat fast food on the go as they're so busy. They rarely make time for themselves to relax. They don't see their friends. They've stopped their hobbies. They allow their other important relationships to suffer. And low self-esteem, which I've already mentioned. However, it's so important to change this, I'm going to mention it again. So many people who are codependent believe that in order to be loved, I put myself last. They get their self-worth from putting themselves second, which keeps them stuck in a never-ending loop of feeling that they need to do more and more to gain respect and love. The great news is that once a person starts stopping their behavior, starts not saying yes to everything in a moment, and starts saying no, they can build their sense of self-worth and start really thriving in life. So how to break the cycle of codependency? It's actually fairly simple, although not that easy to do for many because of their need to please others, gain attention, and lack of self-esteem, which is so ingrained, they don't know how to be any different in a relationship. And that's why I always use my 3-day breakthrough program to create lasting change, because talk therapy often isn't enough. We can often intellectually understand our behavior. We can empathize with ourselves for why we do it. But does knowing change? For a lot of people, it doesn't. It's a great first step. However, if your unconscious mind, the part of you that controls all of your thoughts, your feelings, and behavior, is wired to act in a certain way because it's become a survival mechanism for you, it needs to be understood and changed at a deeper level. Because a lot of codependent people realize, okay, I should not help my partner so much. I should put myself first, yet they don't do their own shoulds. They understand, and something blocks them from saying no. Often it can also be a fear of abandonment, a fear of being alone, a fear of not being needed that needs to be worked on. So that being said, here are some tips for you. First, start breaking your codependent behavior patterns by refocusing your attention on your own needs and raising your self-esteem. There are many ways that you can do that. Here are some examples. Nurture your other relationships, people who lift you up and care for you, people that are your friend because they like and love you and don't want anything in return. People that make you laugh, smile, and that you can just relax with. Often codependent people neglect their nurturing relationships as they are busy being codependent in other relationships. If you feel like you've lost your friends or you want to make some new friends, then join a group class or a course where you can meet like-minded people and get to develop some new friendships. Begin to value your own time. Time is so precious. Spend some time doing things that used to bring you joy before your relationship. Get some new hobbies if you feel that there's not enough going on in your life. Find new interests. Learn something. Some people I've supported begin learning languages, gardening, cooking, astrology. Some get into boxing, triathlons. What would be interesting for you? Childhood trauma therapy can be useful if you recognize codependency coming from your childhood. Often the reason people suffer in adulthood because of what happened in their childhood is because they deny anything happened. They deny their own truth. And when you deny your own truth, you're in conflict with yourself. And it's often only through acknowledging what's happened that people can then change their behavior. It's not to blame anybody. Our parents are often doing the best they could with the emotional resources that they had. They didn't know any better, so they couldn't give any better. So it's not about blaming. It's about coming out of denial, recognizing perhaps that you don't value yourself, that you do have a need to be liked by others, that you're scared to be alone, and work through that so that you can feel confident and make healthy choices, set healthy boundaries and relationships for you. If you are suffering from abuse, it's so important that you get help. Reach out for support from someone that you really trust or a help service in your area. If you would like to learn more about my breakthrough program, my childhood trauma therapy, then you can find out more on my website. It's so important to deal with the past if it is affecting you now. Often those that do find a new purpose and meaning in their life. They start living for themselves. They take on new, exciting projects and challenges. Of course, one-to-one support is not available for everyone. Finances can be an issue. Lack of freedom to talk to somebody. Transportation can be an issue. And that is where 12-step support groups can be very helpful. You can find free help and guidance from Codependent Anonymous, which if you Google it, I'm sure you will find that has meetings all over the world and many online. And there's also ACA, Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families. If you recognize that you also have been affected by difficulties in the family dynamics growing up. If you would like support to your relationship questions, then do join the Facebook group. I answer every question that a member has, and you can post anonymously now. And also, people often ask questions to the group where they get ideas, support from people that have gone through the same struggles that they're going through. I post videos in there weekly, and I would love to connect with you more personally there. If you have enjoyed the show, I would also so appreciate a like, a rating or review. It helps the show stay visible so that more people can have thriving, healthy, positive relationships. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Take good care of yourself. Until next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Check out the award-winning audio programs. Visit www.nicolabeer.com today.